I have Lakers winning this one.
Brown City at USA in Sebring.
What can you say? We just seen USA last week. I think they're better than advertised. I think they're playing very well. They're on a little bit of a roll. USA wins at home.
I agree with Dave. USA wins. But Brown City's a little deceiving. They've been in both of their games so far and suffered some close losses. So this game's going to be a little bit closer than you think, but I think USA improves to 2-1.
Sandusky at Bad Axe.
The other intriguing game on the schedule.
This is the one
schedule.
I'm telling you. Right.
You guys just can't say every game is a dream.
No, I've only said two so far, and they really are. It is a matter of how Bad Axe responds for blowing a big lead last week, and Sandusky has a lot of momentum coming in. I'm going with the road team. Hey, I live in Bad Axe, so it's not a popular pick, but I'm going to go with the team that can control the ball and kind of impose their will on Bad Axe. Until Bad Axe can find another weapon other than Tommy Morneau, I think they're going to find it increasingly harder to score.
Well, and this game kind of comes down to me, but tossing this one around back and forth too. Sandusky doesn't really air it out that much, and that's where Bad Axe's weakness was on defense. I think their defense is good enough. Not good. They are good enough against the run. I think Bad Axe responds in a close victory this week. But I got to tell you, if they don't win this week, I don't know if I can pick for them the rest of the year because they've got me totally puzzled if they don't win this week.
Well, I'm assuming both of you are taking Marlette at Reese.
Oh, that's an easy pick.
All right, we'll move on.
Moving right on.
Memphis at Vassar.
Oh, easy pick.
All right, there you have it, folks. That's the predictions from your tarot cards. Apparently, that's what they're going off of the past few weeks. We'll see if they can get on the board and get that egg off their scoreboard. It's time for a short break. We are 23 minutes away from kicking off from Caseville, Michigan in eight-man football as Owen Gage takes on Caseville on the WLEW Sports
Network. Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring still has a great selection of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock thanks to a busy summer trade-in season.
Hi, this is Derek Holland from Moore Shoreline and Sebring. I have a beautiful 2011 Buick Enclave. This vehicle comes with leather, heated seats, dual climate control, rear entertainment, and a powered liftgate. This beautiful SUV could be yours for $18,980. So come see me, Derek Holland, and let's make a deal.
Whether you're ready for new or newer, head for the shore. More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. DS Services of Cass City is fast becoming Michigan's top source for grain bins and dryers and material handling equipment for farm and commercial operations. For anything from minor repair to a complete facilities upgrade, including site design and brand new complete systems, call DS Services. Their 22 suppliers include Stormore Grain Bins, MC and Nico Grain Dryers, and Honeyville Grain Handling Equipment. They've been building and servicing farm and commercial grain handling facilities for three decades. They keep a large parts inventory and provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and much more. Now is the time to get next year's projects in the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. On-farm grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them help you add margin to your success.
Tired of shenanigans and games of chance? Step right up and draw your luck!
Unlike most raffles, Thumb Cellular's 50-50 sale guarantees that everyone's a winner. Not only will you get $50 off any phone, but you also get 50 bonus gigabytes. The Back to School 50-50 sale will let you save money and provide you the data you need to survive at university, college, high school, or wherever life takes you. When you sign a new 4G contract, you gain a bonus 50-gigabyte data bank for the entire length of your contract. Take $50 off the price of the most popular smartphones, like the Samsung Galaxy S6 and the S6 Edge. And it's only from Thumb Cellular with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. The talk of the Thumb. Terms of service apply.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and Kayla O'Neill. We've heard from Paul P. Adams, and now it's time to look at the Owen Gage Bulldogs. The Bulldogs of Owendale and Gage Tarn are off to another 2-0 start, marking the fifth straight season, this time under the direction of the one and only Jim Wenzel. Despite finishing the past three seasons with three or less losses, Owen Gage has been unable to get past the second round of the MHSA eight-man playoffs. Last week, Owen Gage made quick work with Burton Madison Academy. Final score 48-6.
Oh, and they ran all over him. Nearly 500 yards total. Dylan Fritz, 24 carries, 230 yards. And David Binder, 16 carries, 187 yards of his own.
Clearly, any team that runs for almost 500 total yards in a single game knows their strength, and that would be one option. Option one, I should say, is to run. Option two is to run. Option three, maybe file an extension on your taxes and then run the ball anyway. We don't know how much outside of the run game, but we do know that Owen Gage has a capable quarterback in Jake Wright.
Yeah, Jake Wright, he's also the defensive back and the punter on this game. Senior leader, Clark, he was 4 for 5, 71 yards last week, and obviously he will help to keep the defense off balance, not knowing where what guy he's going to hand it off to, and he does have the potential to throw the ball.
The Bulldogs of Owen Gage have had great success since making the switch to Mid-Michigan Eight-Man Football Conference. Or for those who like abbreviations, the MM8MFC, for short, rolls right off the tongue. Despite going undefeated in conference play and 8-2 overall, they still allowed 200 points, or an average of 20 points a game. This year, Owen Gage allowed 42 points in the first week, but only 6 in week number 2. Dave Hansen, what does Owen Gage need to do to get on defense this week?
Well, keep in mind, they have 17 players on their roster, and only 6 of them are seniors, so they are underclassmen heavy. But at the same time, you know they aren't going to slow down on offense. They are going to score, as Paul said, they're going to score and try to score in bunches as fast as possible. So they will be a little bit tired on defense, and they will be a little slower. So they're going to have to contain the line of scrimmage and try to slow down their running game of the opposing team.
And we'll bring Paul Adams on in your thoughts of Owen Gage quick here.
Well, like I said in the media roundtable, a team that it's – you got to watch out for the big plays. They love to do the big plays, and it can come from a variety of players. We haven't really seen Jake Wright get going in the passing game, so I'm looking for that maybe tonight to see Jake Wright really air it out a little bit, something we haven't seen from the Bulldogs. But Dave does bring up a good point. They score so quickly sometimes that you know, they're really putting a lot of strain on their defense. You know, I look for Caseville or for Owen Gage to improve to 3-0, and like I said in my preview or my pick, rather easily.
And you know, a lot of those guys play both ways, so they score quickly on offense, they turn around and then jump on special teams, play on defense, so they're going to be wore out in a hurry. So that's half the problem you face when you play both ways, and sometimes three ways if you look at account special teams.
Last year, the Bulldogs hosted Caseville and came away with a 54-6 victory in week number 8. Of the regular season. Only time will tell what happens tonight. There's much more to come with kickoff only 17 minutes away. Eight-man football. Owen Gage at Caseville on the WLEW Sports Network.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
This is Mark Hill at the National Bank and Trust Company. When it comes to playing a game, you need a good coach to guide you to victory. Let Thumb National be your guide to financial success. Whether it be a savings or checking account, a CD, an IRA for retirement, a commercial, business, or farm loan, or trust services for your estate, let us show you the winning difference Thumb National can make for you.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, and 2 locations in Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Smehall & Company Accounting Services of Caseville tailors its accounting, tax preparation, and other financial services to the unique needs of each client. And every client, small or large, receives the same attention. Their firm keeps on the cutting edge of tax law and financial trends, continually adapting to the ever-changing world of tax law and accounting. For the accounting and consulting professionalism you deserve, call Smehall & Company of Caseville, 989-856-2250, or visit smehallcompany.com.
Hi, Todd Bowers from More Motor Sales in Caro. If you waited for the best deal of the year to get a new Ford, the time is now. On 2015 Ford cars and SUVs, get at least 0% for 72 months plus a $1,000 rebate. On new 2015 Ford F-150 pickups, get 0% for 72 months or great lease specials.
Lease an F-150 for 2 years for $349 a month with zero down. See dealer for details.
Come see me, Todd Bowers, at More Motor Sales just west of Caro on M81, or shop the web at themoreautogroup.com. See you soon.